Dayton's foreign-born population has grown dramatically in recent years, and while the numbers are smaller than those in some other cities around the United States, people from more than 100 different countries call Dayton home. That international diversity was on display at a recent special soccer game. The Dayton World Soccer Games is designed to help the city's immigrant and refugee newcomers feel at home. For WYSO News, Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds has the story.
Can everybody hear me okay? Awesome, awesome.
It's a misty morning out on the soccer fields at the Action Sports Center in Dayton. Soccer teams with players from all over the world have gathered here for a one-day tournament. But before the games begin, there's a parade of nations. All the teams line up, and tournament organizer Lamont Hall gives some fun facts about each country.
Our next country is located in Central Africa. It has a 25-mile coastline on the Atlantic Ocean. It is the second largest country on the continent.
Hall saves the easier hints and the name of the country for last.
Please help me welcome the Congo.
Then the team marches out under their flag. It's like a mini Olympics or a one-day World Cup. The rules for forming a team are simple. Each team has to have at least one player who is an immigrant or refugee from the country that team represents. But in most cases, there are players from many different nations on each team. For example, the Congolese team has players from not just the Congo, but also the Sudan, Rwanda, Ethiopia, and other African nations. Hall says that's the goal of these games.
Within the city of Dayton, we have so many different communities, but a lot of times the communities will kind of stay to themselves or in their own pockets. And we wanted to have a way to bring those different communities out together, all at one place to have a good time.
And Hall says soccer is the perfect way to bring newly arrived refugees together because it's a sport most of them are familiar with from their home countries. This annual tournament is part of a larger mission in Dayton. Organizers hope players will come for the fun of the sport and leave connected to services they need to start new lives in the Miami Valley. The Dayton World Soccer Games was started in 2012 by Welcome Dayton. It's an initiative dedicated to helping immigrants and refugees feel at home in the city. Martha Jeanette Rodriguez is an immigration relations specialist. Connecting refugees to assistance programs can be a challenge. But Rodriguez says outreach workers try to find people where they already gather.
Something that we are doing is go to the stores and churches, and we provide information about our services.
Those services include everything from small business startup assistance to information about civil rights and police relations. They even have a monthly event where an attorney is present to help with immigration and naturalization. Many of the teams at the soccer tournament are also sponsored by organizations that help new and aspiring Americans. The Congolese team is coached by Santino Elmaraca. He's a residential advisor at the Dayton Job Corps Center, and most of the players on the team are immigrants and refugees taking classes through Dayton Job Corps.
We also do job placement, so after they graduate, we try to find them jobs, basically just trying to make better lives.
Soccer player Vianney Sergo came to America from the Congo. I spoke to him on the windy edge of a soccer field.
I come as a refugee.
What brought you here as a refugee?
Not because of the war.
Sergo says he left the Congo to escape civil war. Now that he's in Dayton, he says he hopes to learn a skilled trade that will help him find a good-paying job.
Then do something to help my country to get peace.
Sergo has only been in the United States a year, but he's picking up the language quickly. And at Job Corps, he found an advisor who can relate to his situation. Counselor Rumangi Monigaba came over from the Congo as a refugee 8 years ago. Now he helps other refugees, like Sergo. He tells them,
don't let your past hold you back. You know, you gotta keep forward to get better life. You have to work.
Monigaba says he encourages his fellow Dayton refugees to study English and find jobs. He says the language barrier is a big deal for immigrants and refugees. Without English, finding work and accessing services can be a struggle. Today, Team Congo is playing a team that calls itself the New Americas. That team has players from seven different nations, but they all wanted to play under the American flag. Then there are teams representing Mexico and Brazil and a handful of other nations. But regardless of where players originate from, they say soccer makes them feel at home and that their teammates feel like family. For WYSO News, I'm Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds.